support. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
When former Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels was being groomed to run for president, he made the foolish statement that the next president should call a truce on the so-called social issues. However, Americans do not want a leader who is unable or unwilling to articulate and lead on important social issues. 4 years after Daniels' mistake, many have failed to learn that lesson. The New York Times now proclaims that the libertarian moment has arrived, meaning libertarian ideas about marriage and the family. We hear many people say the libertarian view is to get the government completely out of marriage. But where did that idea come from? It's not found in works of classic libertarian writers. Friedrich Hayek's book called The Road to Serfdom is a major source of libertarian thought. Yet neither this nor any of Hayek's later works question the value or necessity of civil marriage in a free society. Even radical libertarian Murray Rothbard, who wanted to privatize nearly everything, never suggested privatizing marriage. Famous novelist Ayn Rand, whose works attacked conventional beliefs like Christianity, never questioned the necessity of civil marriage defined by law. Nothing in their writings suggests that regulation of marriage is somehow inconsistent with individual freedom. None of those famous libertarians wanted to abolish civil marriage. So where do these anti-family ideas come from? They come from Karl Marx and writers on the left. Karl Marx hated what he called the bourgeois family. If communism is to succeed, Marx wrote, the bourgeois family must be destroyed. As conservatives seek new leaders, let's insist that our candidates recognize that marriage and the nuclear family are the essential foundation for a free and prosperous society with limited government.
Yes, the American family is under attack. Mothers, fathers, grandparents, to protect those you love, start by getting your own copy of the new book by Phyllis Schlafly, Who Killed the American Family? Radio listeners can receive an autograph copy at a special discount at eagleforum.org. If we don't respond, who will? Go to eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils has an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C., before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back, as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Statman, with you on this Friday, 26 December 2014. Hope you all had a meaningful and joyous Christmas. I'm one of the few guys that showed up here today, right? Everybody else is a rerun. You know, day before yesterday, I read something that really struck home with me. And on the issue, this one in particular, but this illustrates a greater or broader point, I should say, greater. As we're depending on organizations to give us a helping hand in the fight for freedom, well, how's that been working out for us? Even a lot of the stories that I will post off of different constitutionally minded websites, they're still stuck in America's heroes. I'm not anti-war. If you're going to fight a war, it's because it's a defensive war, because somebody wants to come and grab your itty-bitty stuff. Okay? they want to conquer. I mean, this is nothing new in humankind. And they've been doing it, I think, ever since history has been recorded, and probably before that. If somebody has something and they got a little community of ragtag group of people and they've got something, we'll just band together with our little ragtag group of people and we'll go take the stuff. Why not? But the human condition really has changed. How much? How much smarter have we become as a human race, a species? The top drawer, top dog predator, if you care to look at it that way, on planet Earth. How much has really changed? You know, we thought we had a pretty good idea that we did a check and balance on power. Government power is always dangerous. It's dangerous because governments eventually turn on their own people. See, they're the bigger, brighter, I can make more money than you, and let's turn our country into a corporation kind of minded approach. That's where we're at here with America today. And the evolution of this is the way we're going to do things. Is it any great surprise to anybody that it's going to be based on business and banking, corporations? And what was there to check that? People that don't understand the New World Order, I just simply tell them it's a transnational business plan. Now, there is most assuredly more to it than that. I am not naive, but the people I'm talking to are. When you hear NWO, it's the grand conspiracy by the bankers to take over the world. Well, yeah, pretty much. But when you're talking to the uninitiated and the unwashed and the generally dumbed-down public, and they understand that. Okay, I understand that. I remember NAFTA. We moved all our stuff to Mexico, you know. Oh, yeah. And then we moved all our stuff to China. Oh, yeah, I remember that. And we don't make anything here anymore. We're just a service industry, pretty much, in this country. And we have become the consumers of everybody else's product without making our own. And people get that. Oh, yeah. You know, if they weren't jobless, they'd go, Yeah, my friend lost their job. Yeah, his buddy lost his job. Yeah, the foreign stuff. We're not making enough stuff in America. Yeah, well, no kidding. People that have a rudimentary understanding of commerce, business, you know what you need to do to maintain business and to conduct business for another day. It's kind of like a loop. If you look at it that way, you produce, you sell, people buy, it works out pretty well. Until some nice corporations in this country had the idea that, wait a minute, we're a corporation and we've got to be fair and honest with our stockholders, so we'll just sell out America. Now, that's not how they sold it. But their approach is to fatten their bottom line, to increase their profits, pay more stock dividends to their shareholders, and away we go. Oh, never mind the fact that we moved the whole damn kit and caboodle overseas. We're now using cheap labor, sending the product back into the country with no taxes and no tariffs and unabated, which left the companies and corporations that weren't global-minded pretty much in a disadvantage because they could not compete. I mean, think about this, folks. You manufacture a product, you ship it halfway around the world, you bring it into a country such as ours, and you can do that cheaper than you can actually produce a product here. Or, should I say, at a greater profit margin. Sounds like, if I'm CEO of XYZ Corporation, sounds like a game plan to me. Oh, yeah, it's a global economy now. Everybody's bought into it. It's global. But have you looked at the wreckage you have left behind? Have you done that? So we're still being pushed by Madison Avenue. We're still being sold the bill of goods. And we still maintain our status as, well, we try to think of ourselves as being good little consumers. And we're consuming and consuming and consuming. But where's the recharge? Where's the money back in your pocket? Oh, it's not there, you say? Gee, I wonder why. When you do commerce, you kind of close ranks and you keep that money circulating within your state and within your country for the benefit of your people. It means employment, jobs, disposable incomes, money to pay taxes with, and, well, you know the drill. That's gone out the window. And people are still sitting around amazed that the economy has not really improved. They're backing off on the rah-rah speech from Wall Street. Oh, did you hear the Dow hit a record number, over 18,000? Is the Dow open today, Dan? Yeah, over 18,000. Based on what? All the companies and corporations doing so well? No, that's not it at all. And I will remind people, what happened on that Black Tuesday in October of 1929? Oh, stock market at all-time high. Next thing we hear, and it really wasn't commonplace, that's a misnomer, that people were diving out of windows on Wall Street. Yeah, they probably, most of them wanted to commit suicide, believe it or not, is not an act of a coward. It takes a lot of courage. At any rate, we'll take the break. We're live today. Are you alive today? Getting ready for the new year?
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from Stripe. StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
And of course, as my contention has always been, if you have an honest money system, you have an honest chance to maintain a system. But everybody is sold out to the Federal Reserve, and look what they have brought us. Absolute carnage. So, looking at it that way, We've had over 100 years to make the necessary changes in this country to protect ourselves, protect our jobs, protect our way of life that we have built. You know, at one time, there weren't manufacturers and corporations. There were farmers and shop owners and people that made stuff and sold their wares. But it wasn't done by mega companies or mega corporations. That came later, after the so-called Industrial Revolution, which unto itself was not necessarily a bad thing, but there were people that put their self-interest and their quest for the big buck ahead of everything else. So here we are. People still are asking Washington, D.C., well, what about our jobs? Well, okay, what about your job? Do you have the slightest inkling as to what the hell happened to your job? I mean, seriously. People in this country don't understand too much. They know how to pull a ring tab on a beer can. They know how to turn on the television and the satellite. And they know how to dutifully cookie cutter to their lives and do the same damn thing every single day. They're programmed like little robots. So unplug them from that and they are just absolutely lost. Their independent thought is gone. Their ability to think for themselves is gone, let alone coming up with an answer to problems they're facing that they don't even understand. They're not really fully cognitive of all the intricacies and all the facets of the problems we face today in America. And as I started to say here, without going off in that jag, that on the issue of guns, and this is going to demonstrate to you what it's going to take to get this country back. There's going to be a little bit more of no, and if they don't hear you, hell no, I'm not going to comply. I've been seeing the commercials running on television saying, hey, this year, if you don't sign up for Obamacare, the fines to you are going to double. Try to make me take Obamacare. And I guarantee you, with that little fleshy nodule that used to sit atop your shoulders, will be a thing of the past. You know, where we think of, that's the brain center of our bodies. It's the center of our senses and our thinking and all of that. Well, they can jail us, they can shoot us, they can even conscript us, but they can use us as cannon fodder. But we have a weapon more powerful than any in the whole arsenal, and that weapon is our refusal. Our refusal to bow to any order but our own, any institutions but our own. That was pulled from Michael Collins' movie. Mike Bloomberg thought he was on a roll. In the wake of Sandy Hook, his money managed to buy unconstitutional legislation in Connecticut, Colorado, Maryland, New York. In the election just passed, his money staved off defeat for two governors who did his bidding. Although, as Wellington said about Waterloo, it was the nearest run thing you ever saw. Most importantly, and the latest jewel in his anti-firearm crown, his money and that of Bill Gates, Paul Allen, and other like-minded elitists, bought the mob with the success of I-594 in Washington State. Yeah, Bloomberg was on a roll. The so-called mainstream gun rights organizations, from the NRA to Alan Gottlieb's Second Amendment Foundation and all the smaller spin-offs in the affected states, had no answer to Bloomberg's millions and refused to put their own rivalries and jealousies aside to find one. This is hardly a surprise, since almost all of these groups have always been more about raising money to fight gun control than actually fighting gun control. Each has been more obsessed with their own reputation in the collectivist dominated press and their obsession to win friends and influence people. So, following their long-established patterns and refusals to think and act outside the boxes they placed themselves in, they lost. They lost in Connecticut. They lost in Maryland. They lost in New York. They lost in Colorado. And now they have lost in Washington State. And in each case, Bloomberg understood his enemies, their foibles and their failures, far better than they understood him. So he won, and they lost. But something happened. You want to pay close attention to this. Something happened that Bloomberg and his arrogance never expected. Something that the mainstream gun rights organizations, for their part, never expected either. In every single state where Bloomberg has, quote-unquote, won, it turned out that the victims of his unconstitutional laws had other ideas. And they didn't need leaders like Wayne LaPierre and Alan Gottlieb to lead them. The I Will Not Comply movement in the various affected states began the instant Bloomberg's intolerable acts were passed. Individual firearms owners, led here and there by some courageous activists of the smaller rights groups, who are not so worried about raising money and preserving their press image than their betters, simply announced that they would not obey such unconstitutional laws. They refused to cooperate in their own disarmament. They refused to obey. If the government wanted to make them criminals, well, then they would be criminals. And they dared the authorities to do anything about it. And the authorities did nothing. When it became apparent that Connecticut was experiencing a stunning non-compliance rate approaching 85%, Mike Lawler, the governor's appointed gun commissar in that state, made threatening noises. But the raids did not begin. And now, almost 2 years later, they still haven't begun. In New York, the non-compliance rate is even higher, with county sheriffs even threatening to arrest state policemen who seek to enforce the SAFE Act in their jurisdictions. And Governor Cuomo has done nothing. In Colorado, on the day of the magazine ban went into effect on July of 2013, the resistors gathered on the state house steps and broke the law. And the authorities did nothing. After I announced on 20 April 2013 on the steps of the Connecticut State Capitol that I had smuggled in forbidden magazines in violation of their dictate, Lawler had the state police open a criminal investigation of me, but did nothing. Since then, my friends and I have smuggled in more magazines to that state, and the authorities have done, you guessed it, nothing. More on this on the other side. This is the pattern of things to come, ladies and gentlemen. Are you listening? Or are you going to go quietly in the night?
Americans are reeling from Obamacare, higher prices, and an epidemic of policy lapses. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com has you covered. World-class medical and surgery at one of Asia's most modern hospitals. 300 doctors, surgeons, and dentists serving 300,000 patients a year. Fractions of U.S. prices. Friends or family forced to go out of pocket? Avoid bankruptcy. Tell them to run. Run like hell. Hit us up now. We'll show you how. AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules now.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Your money. What is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real, something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible, just like a savings account, but a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carat Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
After work, I'm so tired that I want to be left alone to sleep.
Hey, listen to me.
Who are you?
I'm you years ago when you felt healthy and young and everything worked on your body. Do you remember that?
Yes. I wish I felt like that now.
You can feel like that again with a new microplant powder formulation called Iodine Now. It cleans the entire body from head to toe and feeds the body what it really needs. You'll be in a better mood and you'll find more drive in your romantic life.
Really?
I gotta try Iodine Now and feel good again. It also protects you from radiation, heavy metals, fluoride, chlorine, and bromine, including cancer and most major diseases. You'll be amazed. You can be your own doctor. I want to keep you out of the hospital and off pharmaceuticals.
Wow. Why are you so nice to me?
Because I'm you. You're out of shape, and I need a better-looking future.
Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Or visit microplantpowder.com. Microplantpowder.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
The article goes on to say, since then, my friends and I have smuggled in more magazines to that state, and the authorities have done nothing. I even recently attended a gun show in Connecticut simply to give the authorities the chance to arrest me if they felt froggy enough, and they did nothing. The raids have not begun. The state and its newly felonized citizens have been looking at each other with firearms in their hands for almost 2 years now. Yet the other jackboot has not dropped. And the authorities, as well as those in other states with Bloomberg rules, don't know whether to defecate, go blind. Consequently, they've done nothing. Now, this refusal, this armed civil disobedience, reached its highest expression to date with the I Will Not Comply rally at the state capitol in Olympia on the 13th of this month. 2,000 armed people met without a permit, defied I-594. Can you look that up for me? I-594, Washington, held a successful rally without incident, and the authorities did, that's right, zip. I was privileged to speak at this historic event as well. I will go back to Yakima in June for a planned gun show that will refuse to conduct the 594 required background checks, and we will give the authorities a chance to enforce their new Bloomberg rules. And where are all the mainstream gun rights groups in this national campaign of armed civil disobedience, which has negated the results of Bloomberg's money? his so-called victories? Why? Well, they're nowhere to be found. They have either condemned them or ignored them. In a recent interview, Alan Gottlieb, who was apparently vacationing in Hong Kong on the proceeds of his members' dues, while the brave men and women of his state were risking arrest defying I-594, denied that the rally was, in fact, armed civil disobedience because he ludicrously claimed that most people there weren't armed. Yeah, they were. And if you didn't get that underlying message, he went on to say, I don't think it helped us with the general public. It doesn't help us with the public or the legislators. And then he added, I'm not a fan of armed civil disobedience. Let me stop here and digress for a moment. How many years have I been saying that the NRA is a political sellout group? The Wayne LaPierres of the world. While all of this was going on, did you see Wayne LaPierre on television? No. Alan Gottlieb, Second Amendment Foundation? When the hell have you ever seen that guy on television? Where have you seen either of these guys recently, or in the case of the Second Amendment Foundation, ever? On an issue that's fundamental for people to stay free. And folks, you know, that's the bottom line to this whole gun issue. Either the people maintain the firearms, or that is the linchpin that gets pulled, and you really are in slavery. Second Amendment has no guarantees. Second Amendment doesn't say, hey, own a gun and you'll be free for the rest of your life. No. Second Amendment was a recognition of the preservation of you and your itty-bitty. I like that term, because in this vast universe, it really is teeny-tiny itsy-bitty. But it's important. It's important to each individual because that is protection of life and property itself. And I'm going to get into that issue as well on this show. So this, we all know this. Basically, the world has been disarmed, except for the thugs that call themselves legitimate governments with their armies going around killing anybody at will. Until they bump up against somebody else with armies and bombs that say, nah, don't think so. And then you have war. Coming from a guy who has never risked more than a paper cut, talking about Alan Gottlieb, I spoke to him several years ago. Nice enough man, but, the portrayal of him is pretty much on target here. Never risked more than a paper cut opening fundraising envelopes, coming from a guy who was willing to trade away national background checks in the immediate aftermath of Sandy Hook. This was hardly surprising. He will do what he has always done when confronted with Bloomberg rules. If he can't sue it, if he can't lobby a compromise that gives up a little more of the other people's essential liberties and property, he will do nothing. Yet such leaders risk exposure and irrelevance in the new shifting paradigm. Legal challenges and all these intolerable acts are working their way through the courts. All have, up till now, failed. Elections have been fought and lost. Lobbying has been redoubled indeed in the same interview, Gottlieb asserted that the emergency was so grave that they had hired another lobbyist. Whoopee. But the practitioners of armed civil disobedience, the resistance behind enemy lines in Connecticut, New York, Maryland, Colorado, and Washington State, have already nullified Bloomberg rules. And Mikey Bloomberg himself doesn't seem to know whether to defecate or go blind. The failures of the mainstream gun rights groups to protect liberty and property from Bloomberg's assaults have forced the American people, and eminently practical people, I might add, to make their own arrangements. If this risks exposing the increasing irrelevance of such groups, there is nothing we can do about it. Although there is certainly something they can do about it, thinking and acting outside the boxes of their own comfort zones would be a good start. But the fact of the matter is, as demonstrated now by almost 2 years of experiences, There is no unconstitutional law that Mike Bloomberg can buy that we cannot nullify with armed civil disobedience. Now, take note. It doesn't say making war. This is civil disobedience over the issue of your right to protect yourself and your property. From whom? From I don't give a damn, whomever. Give it a name, put it on a list, make yourself comfortable by identifying the goons that are trying to take your fire sticks. But the plain and simple fact is that is the only thing that has stopped these creatures from totally slam dunking the American people. And I don't care about the zombies out there that don't recognize what that Second Amendment really stands for. Because they're already gone. They're useless to themselves and the future generations to come. At least that they're going to produce. Oh, by the way, they not only know how to pull beer tabs and work remotes on a television set to watch their favorite satellite TV program, they also know how to procreate, which is really a shame. Because what do you imagine those children raised in an environment with parents that don't understand what freedom and liberty is and how to maintain it? They have become slaves themselves. Refusal, ladies and gentlemen, is a weapon. It is a weapon that's been used to good effect in this country since the time of the founders. And Michael Bloomberg's rules are negated by the law of unintended consequences. And looking back on the past 2 years of expensive laws and craven legislators, bought and sold, that all of his victories required, Bloomberg must be wondering this Christmas why this is. It is that someone crapped in his stocking. He should be celebrating. Instead, he has been frustrated, as the founders intended, by the refusal of armed citizenry of the United States to bow down to him and his tyrannical kind. This is the wave of the future, folks. Wayne LaPierre and the NRA is a political organization. I've always said this. And the art of politics is compromise. They want a big chunk of this. Well, you give them a little bit. Well, they come back for a bigger chunk. And you give them a little bit. They keep chunking away at you. And you keep feeding them a little bit at a time. Well, all those little itty-bitty bits eventually add up to a chunk itself. In the NRA, years and years and years ago, I was asking, and you'd always see them at gun shows. You know, the kind of retired folks that sit at the card tables there. Hey, sign up for the NRA, protect your gun rights. And I would walk by and I'd look at these old guys in amazement. Not because of their stupidity, but their blind trust in organizations that put up a good banner and say, yes, this is what we are, give us your money, and we'll fight for your rights. They don't give a damn. They don't care. And here's the fundamental question out of this whole thing. Do you care anymore? Or are you starting to think it's inevitable what they're trying to pull? Not only just on the gun issues, but everything else. Have you submitted? Have you given up? Is what I want to know.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living essential oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Come to Finca Baiano, a small community in Panama, which is being established for people who believe that a future crisis may be difficult to survive in North America after a collapse of the system. Go to bugoutpanama.com for more information. There is limited space for 100 people only. Go to bugoutpanama.com to immigrate as long as you can. Prepare. Don't despair at bugoutpanama.com.
We are back. You know, this is simply, you know, the way I'm seeing this, it is simply this. I've been in this fight for a long time. And what has become apparent to me, and if you remember the complaints that were registered,
well, what can I do? It's just me.
And it used to go through me like a dose of salts. Singing the song of the damned. Singing the song of the defeated. And they weren't even smart enough to protect their own interest. When NAFTA came around, when GATT came around, when this free trade thing with China, that people were warning, look, I'll tell you how this is gonna work. And it did exactly that. It emptied us of jobs. We became a service industry. We still want to consume. We want the good life. But we have let the very infrastructure that provided that life slip from our grasp. And they're wandering the streets right now going, I don't have a job. And I hate to be harsh, but excuse me. you should have the right to procreate and raise more chicken crap people like yourselves? That sounds tough. But I think this demonstrates that people are going to have to start taking initiatives. Start joining others that aren't being orchestrated by organizations. And here's the bottom line. For those that are still willing to stand and fight, is there going to be support for those doing that? Well, we're going to see here in the very, 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 very near future. More on that later. Steve in California. Hello, Steve.
Hey, John. Question for you.
Yeah.
You know, I get these letters in the mail once in a while from city government saying you've been chosen to be selected for a jury duty.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, I can't find anybody who has an answer to this, but the question is, I know they threaten you if you don't comply.
Yeah.
That you'll be in trouble with the law, you could be arrested and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the statute or the law does it state that as a citizen that you must do this? I just think they're reaching, and I don't think there's anything really legally to say. I think it's just a threat, an empty threat.
I think you're essentially correct. It used to be held there are written and then there are unwritten rules, or there are things that we believe that are necessary. And one of the most important things, I think, is jury duty. And the reason I say that, in light of, yes, Steve, I understand it's the administrative crap, but if you can get by their screenings and you can actually sit on a jury, not thinking about an administrator yes or no guy in whatever case, I mean, and it has to be taken on a case-by-case basis, most assuredly. If your ask is sit on a murder trial, well, that's one thing. But if you're sitting there in judgment of something that the administrative state has set up, and you don't voice that, and you pass the screeners, you could be a real fly in their ointment on the jury. Yeah. You sitting there going, you know, I don't think so.
I wrote a blog. I write quite a bit, but I wrote a blog a while back. It's called Equal in the Eyes of God Only. And that we as American citizens, from the time you're born, you're kind of going off, depending on who your family is, you go off in a different direction. You may go to the front of the line just based on your name and your family, you know, the wealth and things like that. And like I said, equal in the eyes of God only, but I have just seen so many. I've seen two people do the same crime, one being wealthy, one getting a smack on the wrist or mm-hmm. getting very little, I mean, punishment.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else doing the same crime and getting harsh punishment.
Sure.
And that's why I wrote that blog, is that I don't see equal justice being done for equal crimes. And, you know, it's this whole game of buying the lawyer and spending the money.
Steve, have you ever heard me say this, that most people use their money as a cushion for their protection? That's their freedom and liberty. How big of an attorney can I buy?
Yeah.
How much money can I put in their system defending myself and going, okay, you're right, but here you go. Here's your payoff.
Yeah, I have zero faith in this system at all. I've just seen so many injustices, and then I thought, well, do I really want to sit on this? And the very idea also that if a president can give a presidential pardon, well, that just undermines the whole judicial system, that everybody who sat there, who wasted their time, basically now, who sat there for weeks deliberating, finding out, you know, what they decided on the case, and then somebody overstepped that and said, well, I've decided, you guys, you're wrong. I'm going to let this guy go or give him a pardon.
Mm-hmm.
So your 5 weeks were a total waste of time, which just, like I said, just undermines the whole judicial process, John.
Yeah. Well, and the whole process itself, you know, I mean, if you listen to me or anybody on this network for any length of time, the game has been set.
Yeah.
the corporation makes the administrative rules now and policies, and you will comply. And as you said, in jury duty, they threaten you if you don't show up. Well, yeah, you can be excused for various reasons. And, you know, to me, they won't call me for jury duty, and never will. I mean, they just won't.
Right.
But having said that, that is the last power of the person. You know, as I said a little bit earlier, you know, I'm seeing ads run on television now. I'm seeing ads that are saying, okay, well, you're going to get fined double next year if you don't comply with Obamacare. Really? Who gives a damn?
I guess they figured out how to squeeze blood out of a turnip, huh?
Well, and the whole damn system is askew. We know who runs things, and we know what their motivation is, control and money. So, okay, so I'm going to be a passive resistor, and I'm going to say no. And if they can't hear me when I quietly say no, I'll say it a little bit louder. And if they can't hear me then, I will scream it at the top of my lungs. Hell no!
Right.
You know, I mean, this is what this is coming down to. This is, and I hate to use this term, Steve, but the collective efforts of free people just by going, you know what? I don't think so. I don't care what you threaten me with, what crime, what punishment. I'm going to get into the anarchy and natural law in the next hour. And I think you're really going to appreciate this because it's going to demonstrate who the rulers are, but who the slaves are that are compliant bit by bit to make themselves and set themselves up as being slaves.
Yeah, I wonder if you could actually, you know, cite conscientious objector, just as you would for not going into a war. If there ever were a draft, I wonder if you could actually pull that line
Hey, Steve, be honest with you. I can tell you one surefire way to get out of jury duty, and that's going, okay, what administrative cockamamie law are you charging this guy with?
Right.
And I can guarantee you they will never call you again.
Yeah. Well, you know, I always thought it would be an honor to do it, at least try it once, you know, and everything. But I open the paper and I just see all the injustices. I see this guy doing the same crime as this guy, and this guy had money and family wealth and power, and they just kind of slapped his wrist, and the other guy got a harsh penalty. And I just, when I see that, I just have no faith. And so why do I want to waste my time? And then, like I said, the whole presidential pardon thing, that really undermines the whole judicial process, that I don't even want to participate. Because I don't want to waste my time.
Well, a lot of people are going to have to make a lot of decisions of what they're going to do with their time in the near future. And, Steve, I've got to tell you, I don't know what's going to motivate or anger people to the point where they start elevating their voices and they say, hell no, and really mean it.
Right.
Because the system, this corporatized, administrative, policy-driven, public good to democracy crap, or it is going to keep being shoved down your throat until at which point you either gag and die from it or you stand up against it and you put it down like the rabid dog that it is.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate your call. Second hour of the National Intel Report coming up on this 26th day of December, counting down the days to 2015. Whoopee! Ed in Dallas, hang on. I'll take your call right after the top of the hour break. With